Lots of ramifications north of the border, and what now for north-south relations? The most immediate fallout is the postponement, as Áine and Vincent were saying, of the North-South Ministerial Council. John Downing is political correspondent with the Irish Independent. And John, you're writing today, 23 years on from the new dawn of the Good Friday Agreement. Things are a mess. What is the reaction from an Taoiseach and from the rest of the government here?
Well, in the immediate, if we're looking at the DUP is completely riven at a time when we're facing yet again into another marching season. We have the ominous issue of the protocol, the special trade status of Northern Ireland post-Brexit. The hope in Dublin was that things could settle down, that there would be strong leadership in the DUP, that a compromise, a face-saving compromise could emerge and life would go on. There was a lot of encouragement, I think specifically a fortnight ago, when Edmund Poots showed up in Dublin at very short notice and spoke very strongly about the need to do, quote-unquote, do business. The longer term, we may be looking at very big change in political configuration in Northern Ireland, but for the next 11 months, at a time when unity and cohesiveness is required, the broader unionist community in the north is very, very split and quite fractured.
No North-South Ministerial Council taking place today. So how will Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar, Simon Coveney play this? Because unionists, and notably Jim Allister, giving voice yesterday to perhaps much unionist feeling, pointing the finger in his interview on the 6-1 at Simon Coveney and at Leo Varadkar.
Well, yet again, they've emerged as the bête noire of the this whole farrago. But it is up to Dublin really to keep the head and keep working. Hope that the DUP can resolve their difficulties sooner rather than later, and hope they have somebody who can come up with solutions. They will be possibly looking at Geoffrey Donaldson as the most likely candidate there, but they will also be seeking. They were very hopeful yesterday. The very optimistic signs right across the three parties of government that this device that had been contrived to switch the Irish language legislation to Westminster, that might work. It was a device which backfired hopelessly.
I wonder too, John, given what has happened in the last 24 hours, if Leo Varadkar will regret perhaps not his comments on a united Ireland, but the timing of those comments.
Well, if he doesn't, he should, because the timing was absolutely deplorable.
He was not to know, John.
He was not. No, of course, he could know. Nobody would have foreseen Edwin Poots being oxtered out of his job so unceremoniously and so quickly. But he certainly knew the difficulties around the Irish language legislation and the ongoing conflicts about the protocol, and everybody knows we're in the marching season in the north.
Finally, just on a different matter, which we will come back to again later in the programme, the National Maternity Hospital row is back on with, again, the tarnish there yesterday, acknowledging the problems. What's going to happen here?
Well, there's certainly very serious doubt. Up to now, this public signs from government were that this one was fixed and it would go ahead. The strange exchanges in the Dáil chamber yesterday between the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Breed Smith of People Before Profit, she was questioning two things: the land ownership for the planned new maternity hospital adjoining St Vincent's Hospital, not owned by the state, owned by a charity, a sort of successor to the Sisters of Charity. The second thing is the structure of the board. Breed Smith obviously raising questions about the religious ethos of the new institution. Would it impact on services which are legal in this state by now, The Taoiseach is saying there can be no doubt all services which are legal, such as IVF, such as termination, such as sterilisation, they will have to be provided by the new maternity hospital. But he acknowledged very openly that there are concerns about the ownership. It will be owned by a charity and leased to the state. And secondly, the structure of the board governing the hospital. Mm-hmm. The Taoiseach just saying it's going to be 100% funded by the state. The government should have the say in the majority of board appointments. And a very telling comment to Breed Smith, where he basically said, you and I have far more in common on this issue than you would think.
John Downing of the Irish Independent, thanks for your time this morning.